Shir Chof Aleph in Mishnah Es Mikvos, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Chof Hei Nisan Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, April 16, 1985, on Tuesday, continued.
Could be explained differently, but anyway, there's no time to discuss it now. So by Thursday, we should finish the Pen Kamishi, and we should try to go over the Besyoset that could the Chumis Haraj. And the machleket between the Besyoset and the Bishop.
Shur Chof Beis Mishnah is Mikvos by the Rosh Hashiva Chof Zayin Nisan Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, April 18, 1985,
on Thursday. I really wanted to go over the lotion of the Rajbo and the Tshuva, but I'm afraid, you know, that we won't be able to finish the pairing, you see. So let's proceed. And if there's any time left, so then we'll use it and go over the Rajbo. Because the Rajbo, certain things in the Rajbo are very difficult, require an explanation. But you have to remember the basic machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Yosef Ibn Taichich, in the Pshat and the Rajbo. According to this, Yosef, the Rajbo has an altogether different pshat in the Yochto. That according to the Rambam in the Rosh, so a Yochto means if besides the water that entered the teich of the Sheikis, some water, there was a mashu of water that never entered the teich of the Sheikis and always went past and the sofo minatzdodim, the rims, so it never became shol. Then the water that was in the teich went outside, and the water that never was in the teich also went outside, and the both waters joined each other. So mele hashoki is affected, and the water that was originally in the teich of the Sheikis by the water that was never in the teich of the Sheikis. But according to the pshat of the Rambam and the Rosh, most Hashem. However, the Beis Yosef says, according to the Rajbo, and Pashas Haloshon of the Jewish Rajbo tends to indicate that way, the pshat is something else. Even if all the water into the teich of the Sheikis, but it's only possible as long as it's inside the teich with feeling. But the moment it goes over, even though there is not a tipe that can affect Ashoki and the heretofore water that was in the teich, so it's kosher. And he says the Rashi is also like that. Okay. According to the Rabbi Yisrael Taichek, the Rajbo has the same pshat in the Mishnah as the other. Yeah? But then, there are certain expressions in the Beis Yosef that have to be explained. So let's proceed. Now, Moshe Kenavo, now, this Mishnah, Mayim Moshe Kenavo, we went over all the Shittas of Hashem, I think, some time ago, in connection with the Mishnah, in the first period, all right, but just briefly, Mayim Shul Moshe Kenavo, and then we learn that the biggest machia of all the Rishonim is the Rashi. The biggest machia, more than all the Rishonim. As a matter of fact, la'aloche, we are not even cheshish for the Rashi, because most poskim say that you can be tevel the thing well. What is a well? A well means it's not a spring. A spring is chulei deshamayim. But a well so means that you started to dig and you dug until you reach the spring. You reach the spring. So mele, that means that the water from an original spring was nimshach to the well. So, but originally no water was flowing in the well. It was manipulated by human intervention. So the question is it mitayav zeichon? Usually the water in the well is a shbeira, is not zeichon. Suppose it is zeichon. And suppose a zav in Yitzhira wants to be paid in the well. Is it kosher or not? So according to all the Rishayim, it's a light. But according to the Rash, it's not a light. In other words, even if you didn't dump any mine later, but you just started to dig and manipulated that the water from that spring should be running here, since without human intervention it didn't flow here, so mainly it does not have a din of the mile. It does not have a din of the mile. When does it have a din of the mile? When it was by nature flowing in that place. But if it started to flow in a certain spot through human intervention, so then it doesn't have a din of the mile. Alright, but La locha le maise. I mean, sometimes you find water in the well in this area. It's very rare. So, we are matir, feeling well. You know, in Europe, many times, so tefillah had to be made in well, you know, because there were no mikvahs in certain towns. There were no mikvahs, but there were wells. So tefillah had to be made in some of the European towns in a well, and sometimes it happened to be zeichel. All right. So mayim shu moshach kenado riba v'imshichei areyut mishoyo hoyoim eid riba v'imshichei shogu l'mikva l'taya b'shbiren u'mayim l'ibahadu l'bicholshu. Now this is such a basic mishnah. We discussed it thoroughly, but let me just run over the various chapters. Mayim shemoshak nadol, in other words, a nadol is an insect, a many-legged insect. And that's the way it looks. So suppose you have a mayim that sprinkles water this way and this way and this way. So, ribo b'imshichei, and then according to most Rishonim, ribo b'imshichei means he dumped mayim shuvi. Make shomim mayim shuvim, an abundance of mayim shuvim into that mayim, and then v'imshichet, and it started to, and it was nimshach. Hareyu kemoy shohoyo. Now, one pshat from the Rishonim is that the ratio of this mishnah. Mayim shumosh kinado, ribo v'imshichei, as means ribo, and he didn't widen the area of flow. He didn't widen it. He didn't lengthen it. He didn't widen the way the area of flow, but he just heightened it. In other words, originally it was high up to here. Then he dumped a profusion of mine nature and he heightened the level of water up to here. But it wasn't lengthened or widened. So since it wasn't lengthened or widened, so you're saying, Hoyoime, suppose the area of flow originally was up to here. Was up to here. And then as a result of the dumping of my nature, it was lengthened up to here and widened up to here. So then the Rimshikh Shogali Mikve Litaya Bej Bere will be my only Hadil Bebiholsh. So according to the Ram, and I think that the Ro, the Ritvo Nidorim on the Rif, mentions the name of the Ro, the same Shita. What is the Ram Shita? usually the poskim mentioned the Rashi. So that's not the pshat by Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's lizdonim katan. According to the Ram in the law, it's lizdonim katan. In other words, hoyayim. And originally, the area flow was up to here. Up to here. Then he lengthened that up to here, and he widened it up to here. So, in the, so then the aloha is always on it. Shovel in mikve, retire by Shbele. Vis-a-vis the extended area, let's say here or here, where originally the water was not flowing, so it has a din of a mikve. It's not retire by Shbele. Mimele, it requires many souls. Only my own, but vis-a-vis the original area here, so is hardwood in the whole show, so it has a din of mayon. Has a din of mayon because it was flowing in this area before too, so it has a din of mayon. Some really don't require themselves, doesn't require themselves. And Enoch and Ame, it's mitaya bizechlin also, so we study that. That is the shite of the Ram, that's the pshat by the Ram, and the raw. But most Rishayim, I only know two Rishayim who say that. That is the Ram and the raw. But all the other Rishayim, they say it's not Rishayim. Even though they agree with the Ram Shite that there is a difference, a fundamental difference between the original area of flow and the extended area of flow. But they say like this, Hoyoimi, if originally it was only Nimshach up to here, you see, up to here. It wasn't Nimshach here, it didn't flow here. It didn't flow here. This is the original area of flow. The Ribo Vimshachay, and then he extended the area of flow lengthwise, this way, and widthwise, this way. So then, Shovel Mikveh Litaya Bezberet, Uli Mayon Lehadil Bei Hosho. So, in regard to the original area flow, so that's the din mentioned in the ratio of the Mishnah. So then, Arayut Mishoy. Because as far as the original area flow is concerned, so of what bearing is the fact that the area was extended? But if the tefillah takes place in the original area, so we should consider it as if the area of flow had not been extended. So the Nariyot Mishoyo, so it's Mitaya Bizechli, and it's Mitaya Bichoshu, everything, Mishoyo. But vis-a-vis the extended area of flow, if the tefillah takes place in the extended area of flow, over here, not here, so then it has the status of a mikveh, that it cannot be mitaya b'zechlin, only b'shbeiren, and it has the status of a mayon, lahadu b'chosh. Why should it be good? Most Rishayim explain it, not b'zechlin. So there is a rabchai. But most Rishayim explain it that it's not litzdodim, it's not litzdodim katam. Alright. Now, then, that's the pshat by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the pshat by Moshe Rabbeinu. And who says that there is a distinction between the original area of flow and the extended area? That's itself. The Bimokim Shem Yisrachim, the extended area of flow, so it's not the Tayyab Zeh. And in Nabi Mokim Shem Yisrachim, in the original area of flow, so it's Mitayab Zeh. So it's a descent. Now the question is, does our Mishneh agree with the descent? Or our Mishneh does not agree with the descent? So most Mishneh say, why should we assume that our Mishneh is Chilka Descent, that all there is no Mishneh for Eshes? Name the Descent, he doesn't mention. However, the Kesef Mishneh explained the Shittas Rambam. So he says that the Rambam Shitta is that in view of the fact that our Mishneh doesn't mention this distinction between the Mokim Shenizrachim, the extended area, and the original area, so Mele, the town Mishnah holds, there is no difference in what the Shiva Sarama. But most Rishonim assume that our Mishnah is not really under this end. So Mele, so according, let's say, to the Ramban, the Rashbo, you see, according to the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Ritvo, so in the original area of flow, so then it's mitaya bizechri, even though the rob of the water is the native, is the main shuv, because as far as the shuvin is concerned, so there is aloha fashoke. So minute of mayon can affect ashoke and the major water of Mayim Shuvim, and as far as Mikshomim or Mayim is concerned, so there is aloche that everything acquires a Shem Mayim, even though the major portion of the water is Menetri. But since it's commingled with Mimayon, so it requires a status of Mimayon. Yeah, alright. Now, then, so according to most Rishonim, when the Mishnah says, Ribo v'imshicha, it means that he dumped more water, Mayim Shuvim, than the original quantity of water of Mimayon. However, there, the Marich in Sheresh Kuftes Vov and the Ritvo Idori in the name of Rav Pinchos, the brother of the Ro. The Ro was the Rebbe of the Ritvo, and he mentions that in the name of Achi Rabbo, Rav Pinchos. So the brother of the Ro, so they say that when the Mishnah says Mayim Shuvim Moshech Kinavo, Riba doesn't mean he dumped raw water Mayim Shuvim, but it means Riba, he added Mayim Shuvim, he dumped a little bit, Riba, he added. In other words, he incremented the water, but by adding a mute of water. Let's say the Mayon Hoa had, let's say, Memso, so he dumped another 20 so. But it's a mute. Masheiki, if the Mayon had Memso, and then he will dump 50 so into it, so then it will not be Moshoi. When is it Moshoyo? It is not Mayon. If it's Robu Zechwin or Neitin, but if it's Robu Neitin or Zechwin, so then it's not Moshoyo, because that's the Mishneh. Hey, Rapsodik al Zechwin, Sherobu al Neitin, Shehim Sherim. So the other Shehim, they say that the Hey, Rapsodik al Zechwin, Sherobu al Neitin, Shehim Sherim, implying, but if it's Robu, so then it's not kosher, has reference to the extended area. But the Marich, Yeshivas Kutis Vov, and you should look up, you should go over the Marich, it's a very important Marich. And the Ritvo in the name of Rav Pinchas, and Daphne Male, you know, the Sugi and Midorin, and the Ritvo and the Rif, you know, Midorin, so they say that the Heid Rapsodik al Azechlin Shehobal al Neitrin Shehim Sherim, the implication being, but if the Neitrin is more than the Zechlin, then it's possible. So has reference even to the original area. Has reference to the original area of flow. So even the original area of flow. So Mele, so what does the Mishnah mean when it says, Mayim Shuvim Moshech Kinavo, Ribo v'imshicha harayot mishoyo, it has a din of Mayon. So the answer is, Rav Pinchas and the Marik say, Riba doesn't mean he added more water, rob water. There was 40 saw, Mimayon, and then he dumped 50 saw, or 100 saw of my native, so it's still kosher. But Riba means he added, but a mute. He had a 10 saw, 20 saw, a mute. So it's still Rabu Zeichon on 18. So then it's kosher. Then it's kosher in the original area of flow. But in the extended area, Hoyoimei, Viribo, Vimshiche, Shoveli Mikve, the extended area, so Shoveli Mikve, Retire Vesberen, Uli Mayel Adul Hoshu. So it's not Retire Vesechorim. The extended area, even though it's Rabu Zeichon on 18. And when does Ratzorek say that Zeichlin Shehobar Anitvim, so is kosher, that Zeichlin Shehobar Anitvim is kosher, that's in the original area. But in the extended area, where before the dumping of the mine, Anitvim, so no water was nimshach there, was flowing, so then even though the Zeichlin in the extended area is rubber on 18, it's still possible. Why is it possible? Because it is flowing now as a result of the mute increment water, you know, that was done. Some mele, it's not a mile. Since the flowing in the extended area is attributable to the increment that was constituted by the Mayan 18, so mainly it doesn't have the of Mayan, and it's not Mitaya Bezeh. But in the original area, so then, in the original area, so it's only kosher. In the original area, so it's only kosher. Does anyone have here the Gemara in the Rishon LeZion? Rabbeinu does the law. Ochim Rapinchas Alevi, the Chiam Dilin Hossam the Mishnayot, Ribolov, Loishe Ribolov Kokach, she attaches me Rube Aleicha, Eloshe Ribolov, Shuyesel Mashoyot Trilo, the Ribolov, a Mayon Koy, the Mayon Godel, the Rab, Mashoyot, Uleilom, me a Mayon Rube Minatesis. Avrochet Amrinon Mishne de Rabbeinu Tzelo Azeichlin Ribuye Koyal Anitvim במימרה במאי נטי נרוד מועזיך הוא הפיך אף על פי שלא נשכח את הנור והוא נמשך יסיה ממה שהוא יומי מור פסולים ריטאי העיר בזיך ואיך בזיך הוא ימרו בה ונטי מיוטה והוא נפסל דווקא ריטאי הבייסי מוקים של יומי שכם תחילו אבל נשכחי הוא נמשך יסיה ממה שהיו עושו ליטפל באיזה מוקים של נשכח ולאו מדין אל פנמר הסעיים שנראה כאילו כל המים שבאיזה מוקים של נשכח היו כולי היו ליטפל נרורת Now, that's the difference between the Marik and the Harav Pinchas Alei. They both agree, contrary to the Pshat by most Rishayim, that when the Mishnah says Ribo, it doesn't mean Rav. Ribo means he doubles an additional quantity of water. There is an increment, an addition. But at the end, the Zeichrin Amor, so still in the extended area, it's possible. Even though the Zeichrin Amor, so according to Rav Pinchas Halevi, it's only in the Rabbanon possible. Because with the Raise, as long as it's Robo Zechuin or Anitri, it should be kosher in the extended area. After all, perhaps because there is a mute of Menetri, so it should not have the status of the Ayam, Robo Kikule, you know, I mean, Robo Kikule or Pikadro, whatever you want. So with the Raise, Sarab Pinchas Halevi is made that it's mitayah b'zeichrin, even though there is a mute of mikshon. But with Rabbanon Mishmar HaZayin, since water was not flowing originally there, and now people see that water is flowing, so and they know that some additional water mikshon was dumped into the Bible, so they all assume that it's all mitayah. That it's all minded, not that the major portion of it is minded. Because of Marasayim, the Rabbonim passed it. But with the Raisi, it's kosher. Even in the extended area, it's mitayah b'zeichrin with the Raisi. Even in the extended area, as long as there is, as it's Robo Zeichon Anit, the Marik, he says, no, with the right same extended area it's possible. Because why is it Nimshach? Is it Nimshach naturally? It's Nimshach as a result of the dumping of Mishon. So mainly it doesn't have a dim of Maya in the extended area with the right. So that's the difference between the Marik and the Rabba Pinchas Halevi. According to Rabbi Pinchas Halevi, so the extended area where it's Rabbi Zeichelan 18, so it's not Mitayah B'Zeichelin, Midrabonon, but Midraise it is Mitayah B'Zeichelin. And according to the Marik, Midraise it's not Mitayah B'Zeichelin. Then there is the biggest mach here, the Rash. Now it's the Rash. Moshe Kenado, Shemim of Zeichelin, במקי נסערבי כי נדל זה שמר ברגליים ממני לגב אינסי כדאי בינון בסייפי וטרי עד כל it's called in English either many legged insect or centipede an insect like this so he says עד כל מר ברגליים ריבולו ולא ישר ריבולו עם האם שלי din kimo yitaya bezeichot kit nau yo besitter kam el ribolo an yoshos brechis le chola mikemis shoy meich un smal lachas mai so is yoch rash because even the marik so he only passes it in the reise in the extended area if the area of flow was extended as a result of dumping water into it. But suppose no new water mikshonim was dumped. and the area of flow was extended simply by the act of digging, the way we construct a well. So what do? You add any water, any mixture? No. You just keep on digging until you reach a spring, and then the spring starts to flow in an extended area. So it's possible. Now, so it's not the type of thing. The Rashi is the only one, because even the Mavik will only puzzle it in case where the extended area of flow is attributable to the substantial quantity of Mekshomim that was dumped into the Mavik. But if the extended area of flow arose because of digging, then it is mitayavzeh. So the only rishi according to whom a well could not be mitayavzeh and could not be kosher, lezovim, zeroyim, kibush mechatos, is a rashi. According to Rashi. Now then, there is a question, how did the Rambam explain the rishi? So there is a machlokes between the Ran and the Dorim and the Kesef Mishneh. And the Kesef Mishneh. The Kesef Mishneh says that according to the Rambam, one pshat Kesef Mishneh in the Bes Yosef. So that according to the Rambam, so when we say if you have a mile and then you dump Mekshomim, Mayim Shuvim, into the source itself, into the Guma Samayo, and the water in the Mayo was flowing water, was Mayim Shuvim. Sometimes you have water in the Mayo, that the water is still water, that's a defective water. But you find it. So in other words, if you have these two prerequisites, number one, that the dumping of the Mayim Shuvim took place in the Guma Samayim, in the source itself, not in the Hemshach of the Mayim, but in the Guma Samayim, and then the water was Moshu originally, and then you dump water into the Guma Samayim, which had Mayim Mishuchim, the Guma Samayim, even though the whole is Mayim Meitvi, so then everything becomes bottled to the original Mayim, on account of the fact that it was dumped in the Guma Samayim, into the source itself, and the water in the Guma Samayim was at the very outset Mayim Shuvim. So that's the ratio of the Mishnah. Mayim Shuvim Moshach Kinavo, it had Mayim Shuvim in the source, Ribo, and then he dumped an abundance of Mayim Shuvim, of Mayim Neitvim, into the source, the Mshichai, and the extended area. So Areyuk Moishoyo. Areyuk Moishoyo. So then it is Kmoishoyo, it's Mitaya Bezeich. And according to the Kesef Mishneh, the Rambam doesn't pass in the Tisef. The distinction between the original area of flow and the extended area. Why? Because the Mishneh doesn't mention it. So Areyu Mishoy. But when is it Areyu Mishoy of its entire Bezeichoyim? Only if you have these two prerequisites. Number one, that you dumped it into the Guma Samayim, into the source itself, not into the Hemshech Hamayim. And number two, that the Mayim originally were Mishuchim, were flowing waters. But suppose Hoyo Eimeid, it was originally still water. So even though he dumped the water in the Guma Samayon, so then he shoveled in Mikvel Itaya Beshbera and Bizehuna. But Mayon Itaya Lahadil Bey Bihosh. And according to the Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, according to the Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, it doesn't make any difference whether the Tefillah takes place in the original area or in the extended area. That's what he said. And the Rambam doesn't pass for it, he said, because the Mishnah doesn't mention it, so the Mishnah is Chilekes and the he said. And the only important thing is there are two criteria, two prerequisites. Number one, that he should dump the Mayim Shuvi into the Guma Samayon, into the source itself. And number two, that the Mayim should be Mishuvi. But suppose the Mayim are in the original, and then they become Mishuvi as a result of the dumping of the water, so then it's not Mutaya Bizeh. Not Mutaya Bizeh. And suppose the Mayim were originally Moshe, but he didn't dump the Maidan Ikshami into the Gumi itself. He dumped it into the Hemshach of the Mayon, so then again, it's not the Tayyazir. Now, according to the Ram, so the Rambam does pass in like the Tayyazir. Some melee, but the Ram also says in the Rambam that when is it Moshe Hoyo? If he dumps the water, Davki in the Gumo, because Ba'amayon Ma'atzme, the Rosh Narambam Perusha Mishni is Bimayon Atzme, Bi'ikaramayon, here, Bi'ikaramayon, or let's say Mayon Atzme, depends which translation, that means Gumasamayon. But according to the Rans Chapna Rambam, even if he dumps the water in the Mayim itself, in the source, in the Guma Samayim, so then, and the Mayim Netvim are more, it's Robo Netvim or Azechlin, so it's only Mitaya Bezechlin in the original area, but not in the extended area, the Mokim Shenishach, because the Rambam does pass by it, said it. According to the Rambam. Alright. And the Rashba also mentions the same Pshat. He mentions the same Pshat in the Rambam as the Rambam. Not like the Gesetish. Okay. Now I think it's the third time that I discussed all the Shittas HaRishayim in the Gesetish. I don't know of any other Mishneh that has so many different pshat. I mean, any other Mishneh in Mikvois that has so many different pshat. There is one Shittas HaRishayim that I didn't mention so far. I didn't mention. And that's the pshat of the Balamoya. You'll find it in the Asogas of Balamoya and the Raivitz Balanesh. Now, what is the Shita of the Raivit? So you can say, because every Rishi attributes his Shita to the Raivit. The Maverick attributes his Shita to the Raivit. The only Rishi who doesn't say that his Shita is the Pshat of the Raivit is the Rashi. But every other Rishi says, there's the Shita of the Raivit. The Maverick, and the Rav Pinchas Halevi, and the Ramban, and the Rashbo, they all attribute their pshat into the Raivit. So mele, it's not easy to say what the Shittas HaRaivit is. But the Balamoya is Masik and the Raivit. The Balamoya is Masik and the Raivit. And the Balamoya, he holds that this thing in Mishneh Hazechon ki mayon banitik mikve heit rebzodik al hazechon sheroba banitim shehen sherim. So the Balamoya says, applies even to the original area of flow, not like the Raivachita. And the Balamoya admits that the Raivachita is that the hate of Tony Glasekh and Shehobal and Atheum Shehri, thus implying, but if it's Hobo, Atheum, Alasekh, so it's Psuli, that, so according to the Raivet, it applies to the extended area. Mashiach in the original area of flow, so even if it's Hobo, Atheum, Alasekh, so it's Kshehri. So he has the Kashe, but the Gemara says in Nidorim, in Shabbos, that Banuoris, so except Narpos, except Yem Tishrei, so we have to be Cheshish, maybe it's Hobo Neitvim ala Zichrim, thus implying that it's Hobo Neitvim, it's Hobo Neitvim ala Zichrim, so it's kosher. So in Mele, the Raivet, the old Rishen will say that in the original area of flow, so then, even if it's Hobo Neitvim ala Zeichoim, so it's kosher. So they say that the Gemara in Pcheres and Dori in Shabbos that says that except for Yom Tishrei, so you cannot be taken in Har Pos because of the possibility that it's Hobo Neitvim ala Zeichoim. So we say that Gemara has reference to the extended area of flow, where in the rest of the year, so the water was not flowing, because in the river too, sometimes it widens, you see. But the Balamoyer, he holds that the Heid of Tzodik ala Zeichoim Shehobal Anitim applies even to the original area. To even to the original area of flow. So that's in consonance with the Gemara in Peres, and we don't have to apply it to a case where originally the water in the river was not flowing. So there's the Kashe from the Mishnah of Nadal. Here the Mishnah of Nadal says, Mayim shu moshuch kenadal, ribo v'imshichei, hareyu kmo ishohoyo, ribo v'imshichei, hareyu kmo ishohoyo. So that means that it's kmo ishohoyo, even though the rob of the added water, even though the added water that was dumped is rob. So why does the Gemara say by Nehores that if it's Hobo Neitvim ala Zeichoim, so then it's possible? So the Balamoya says as follows. There is a difference. By Naru there is a difference. What does it mean? Mayim Shumoshach Kenaru and Ribe Vim Shichei. Ribe Vim Shichei, so that means that it spills out, it sprinkles away all the water. So in other words, it doesn't keep it in its place, because it sprinkles it away. So mele, it doesn't matter that the mikshomim is more than the mezechim, than the mimayim, because even though it's more, but it's being spilled out, it overflows. You see, it keeps on spilling out the added water. So mele, since it doesn't keep it and it constantly overflows and spills it out, so mele, it's not considered like robunit vazit, because it spilled out. Because it is spilled out. Mashein came by no, where the if it's Hobo Neitvim ala Zeichoim, and that's not spilled out, that's not spilled out. So mele, so then it does not have the din of the mind. It does not have the din of the mind. By nadal, in view of the fact that the dumped water, the added water, is being spilled out by the mind, kinadal. So mele, it's not really nure. So it's like literally itself. Mashain came by no word. It doesn't spill it out. It doesn't overflow the end water. Some mele, it's a real tarubes. If it's a real tarubes, and if the rov is negative, so everything is considered to have the identity, the status of negative, of Rishoni, not of Nimayon. You look it up, I mean, in the Asogas of the Balamoyer, I don't have the Balanefesh with Asogas. So you'll see, I mean, what Balamoyer says. Now I think that I mentioned all the Shittas of Rishoni, all the Pshotim by the Rishoni, and that question. I don't know of any other Shittas. All right, now. Now let's go over. The Rash, Moshe Kanao Shmeyum Zeichlin, Nukimis, Abbe Kanao Reshem Amar Vayim, Ilamun Yosef Yilu Trifes, Ad Kumar Bar Vayim, Zanad, Tibbe, Olof, Loi Shribu Lemaim Shuyim, Dim Kilo Yim Tayo Zeichlin, Ki Itnao Liyo Bisit Pere Kamer, Lerimo Vani Shoso Prir, Et Ovan Kim, Shuyim Melech, Vin Ismao Ralach Tmai, Hareyu Kmo Shuyim, Now, he says, Mishne Zub Misachas Poro Perek Shemini Vishom Perashtio. So let's turn to Perek Ches of Poro. Here we can say it. Perek Ches of Poro, Mishne Ches. Koyami Jmikri Shem, Nikva Mayim Koyami, Dino Reb Meir, Reb Yirin Meir, Hayam Agodu, ונמר ימים לו שיש בין מיני ימים הרבה ויש לימי לכל ימים מתארים וזכרים ופסולים וזוגים וצורים וקדש ומחפים זה יהיה בסעים משתים פה Now look into the rush כל הימים כמקווה פרק חש חוצים מייסר וכמקווה היינו לכל אנחנו לקטון לסעיף טיפסול מזוג מדיבוי מים חיים, תחסיד רוח הצול עם המים, ומצעיר התחסיד על חרס למים חיים, ומחתו תחסיד מים חיים על כלי, ועיד מי ספרם, דין ומנזיך ונאמר ומתארה, ולכל דובר דינום כמיקרה, בין מיקרה מתאיר וזיך ונאמר בשבירה, שקובים ואים דין כתאים ותרסקי עליהם, אין מהמים מתאיר וזיך ונאמר מיקרה מתאיר וזיך ונאמר, תאורים לאח המים מתאיר וזיך ונאמר, והמיקרה So, So Ramiya says that Yam, actually, you know, if you were to ask any person, somebody who is an expert in science, who is knowledgeable, you know, in oceans, seas, rivers, mayonis, he'll ask you, what is Imayon? So he'll tell you that Imayon is a gigantic spring. a gigantic spring. But yet performs time on it. Here, Nia says that while a small spring, you know, so has it not mind. But with the army, the ocean, the Atlantic, so has it not mind. Why is it so? Because it's exhaust a cosmic. Physically, so a yam is a gigantic mayon. It's a mayon par excellence, but it's exhaust a cosmic. So the Xerzakosov applies only to Yamagot. Now, what does it mean Yamagot? So, you see, the Gemara in Brocha says that Rei Yamin, so there is a special Brocha. A special Brocha. So there is a special, special Brocha. So there we have a machlekes. What does Yamagodu mean in Gemara in Brochas? Many say the Yamagodu over there means Yamukyons, the Atlantic. And many say it doesn't mean the Atlantic, it means the Mediterranean Sea. Why is the Mediterranean Sea so significant? Because the Atlantic is not in the Artis one, and the Mediterranean is the Artis. However, most Hashem, even the Gemara in the Brochas, say that Yamagodu over there does not like Yamagodu in. Usually, when the Gemara mentions Yamagodu, it has reference to Mediterranean Sea. Because that's the biggest yam that there is now to soil. But over there, it means the Atlantic, Yam of Kyons. But there are some Rishayim who say that in respect to the special, special boy of Shosin Magodu, so that has reference to Mediterranean. Mashayim can hear, so all the Rishayim agree that Yamagodu means the Okyanus, because after all, he based it because of the posik Umikva Amayim Kor Yamin, that is reference to the Okyanus. Now, what is Okyanus? Okyanus doesn't mean just Atlantic. Okyanus is the same word as ocean. It's Okyanus. Ocean, the same word. So the Atlantic is an ocean. The Pacific is also an ocean. The Indian Ocean is also an ocean. In contrast, let's say, to the Caspian Sea, Mediterranean Sea, which are not oceans, which are just seas. So Okyanus means ocean. Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, there are five oceans. The Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian, the Arctic, and the Antarctic. So in Achname, I mean, the same aloche by Rabbi Yudeh would apply to all the five oceans. But I don't think that it's physically possible to make a tefillah in the Arctic or in the Antarctic. It's ice. But the aloche of Rabbi Yudeh applies not only to the Gzeras, according to Rabbi Yudeh, so the Gzeras HaKosuv. The Gzeras HaKosuv of Mikve Amayim Koroi Amin is limited only to the ocean. As Rashi and Chumash says, say Yamukyot from Mikve Amayim Koroi Amin, like a beauty. So it applies to the Atlantic, to the Pacific, and to the Indian. And if it's possible, maybe it is possible certain times in the year, in certain portions of the Arctic where there is water. Maybe it is possible. I don't know. I'm not an explorer, I don't know. So then, that is not entire desire clean either, because it's sexual sakosu. It has a din of the mikveh, din of the mikveh. Then, Rabbi Yehi saying there, what? 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 Rabbi Yehi ויאם הגודו תרס מיין עליהם ולמיין שהם יתארו מזכרו מפי שדרך לחולים הילכים וזכרו עליהם וזה דרכו אבל תשו ממני תרס מיין חיים דעקוס אוף קורן מכם נראו היססי So, Rashi in Shabbos says that actually Rabbi Yehi also agrees there is a special there's a cause of mikveh hamayim koryam that yam has a shem mikveh even though scientifically speaking physically so it's a gigantic mayor but it's still sakoso it has a din of mikveh mikveh hamayim koryam and according to Rabbi Yehi agrees with Ramea that it's a sakoso of mikveh hamayim koryam has reference not only to Yam Kyons, it has reference to all Yam, to all seas, not only to oceans, but to seas also, Mediterranean Sea, Caspian Sea, you know, the Black Sea, to seas also, but Rabbi Yehi says, insofar as Tefillah by Zrobim and Tzoroim and Kiddush Mechatus is concerned, so there we have a requirement of Mimayim. So here there is a also that Yam Ukyon is whether Ukyonus or any Yam, any sea, even though physical, it's a gigantic Mayim, but Al Pidin it has the status of Mimayim. No Kash. Masha'in kin ligabi da aloche that mikveh is mitaya v'shberen and not v'zeichon and mayon is mitaya v'zeichon so it's not the exeras hakosu mayon is mitaya v'zeichon why is mikveh not mitaya v'zeichon and mayon is mitaya very simple because the natural state of the mikveh is still one you look at the mikveh So what do you see? You see, still water, still, you'll ask a scientist, he'll tell you, all water, even water in the glass, even water here, is flowing water. Because the waves keep on vibrating, moving. But that is not considered zeichel, just because in a microscopic way, so it is zeichel. I mean, Zeichel or Pidin is considered when you see it flowing with swiftness, which is typical, you know, of the water in Mayim. You see it. You don't have to be a scientist in order to say that the water in the Mayim is flowing. Here, all right, scientifically, everything is flowing. But that's like in Makris. Microscopic motion. That's not considered zero. So here it's exert. So the reason as to why Rashi said Shabbat test. The reason as to why Mayim is entire zero because zero is the natural state of the Mayim in the Mayim. Mashiach in Mikveh the natural state. Of water in mikveh is to be still water, like water in a cup. Never mind what the scientists say, but visibly it's not flowing, it certainly doesn't flow with a swiftness, with, you know, with a flux. So the melee, since that's not the natural state of the water, So if it is in that state, it is possible. So it's not exeras hakosu, Meilen ist nicht Teil der Sechlin. Mikwe, Meilen ist Teil der Sechlin, because Sechlin is a natural state. Mikwe, it's not a natural state. But suppose you'll have a Mikwe. The Talpidin is a Mikwe. But Sechlin happens to be a natural state of that water. Then it will be Mikwe and Mikwe too. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rabbi Yitzchak agrees with Rameya. There is a Yerzakosofu Mikra Mayim Bo Yami. That Yam, every Yam, not only Yam Kyos, every Yam, Mediterranean Sea as well, has a din of Mikra. It has a din of Mikra. But what is the natural state of the water? Still or Zech? Zech. So maybe it's a time of Zech. Same time of Zech. Shidach Necholim Hilchim Zech Alayim. Vizet Alkom. But I think that the Pshat in the Rash is like Rashi Pshat. Does some will explain the Rash differently, okay. But I think that the Pshat in the Rash is like Rashi Pshat. Alright. Now, that's the Rash Pshat. And that's very strange, as the Rosh, you'll see, as the Kash, against the Rash Pshat. What is the Nathan Mikve? Mikshonim as a din of Mikve. Michael Mashmalon, what is a classic example of Mikve? Mikshon? That's a classic example. So, the Chayach to say, Hanathan Mikve. I mean, that's the definition of Mikve. What does mikve mean? Mikve means you store, you manipulate that a men's soul of Mikshomi should come, should rain down into the mikve, into the bed. That's the definition of mikve. So the Mishnah has to tell us all of a sudden, Hanetrin mikve. Of course, Hanetrin mikve. That's the definition of mikve. What else could a mikve be if not Mikshomi? If not Misham. So it's very strange. Alright. Hey, by the time that boy the Shmuel Philip Bameisho, the obviously bumped in Mikvoy, the Yemenisan, Shemayabu Nathan or Azechu, the Nathan Mitarim Zechu. Hey, Traptodic Azechu and Shrobo and Nathan, Shem Shir, Kalema Bishile, Hoyo, Vinatrim Wati, Vitzrich Lashminon. After we mock him, shame, kid, it feel a bizeho. Elohim came, Nathan Mashlinle, the Litame Ache, Michael Mashpolon Pshite, the came, Yifselu Koranoris, Afil Mandoma, Nare Mikifei Mivrach, because what the question is, the Rash raises was bothered by the Kashe. Michael Mashburn. The Mishnah tells us that Zechlin Sherobo Aranitvin, he Rapsodic, he was made testify. In other words, it wasn't such a self-evident halacha. It was a chidesh. It was a big chidesh. The halacha that if Zechlin is Robo Aranitvin, so it's a terrible Zechlin. And suppose Rapsodic wouldn't testify, so then we wouldn't know. Then we could say that even though it's Robo, Zechun Alanitvin, it's still possible. So then, So then no mind, because of your, because the, can you put up a cup, a shena, that he should watch day and night without a pause to make sure that no kid, no wild kid, will come and dump a glass of water into the mouth. So without the testimony by the tzaddik, we wouldn't know. So how could we machshir any mile for tefillah? Maybe yesterday, or day before yesterday, or a week ago, or a month ago, so a certain person spilled a glass of water in the mouth. Isn't that possible? So why was it necessary to be made? So why was it necessary to be made? Now, we have the machlekes l'shem, I mentioned. You see, this halacha of la'zeichdin she'rova la'nitin she'im sherim, to what area of flow does it apply? So according to most l'shem, so it applies to the extended area flow. Machine came the original area flow. So not only if Zeichlin was Robo and Eitzim, so it's kosher. Even if it's Neitzim, Robo and Zeichlin in the original area flow, it's kosher. So according to most Machine, according to all the Shemim, and the Ram is among them, so the Heidra Tzodik HaLazichlin Sherobo HaLanitvin Sheim Kshirin, so that has reference to the extended area flow, not the original area flow. And that is one of the rayas of the Ram, that the Heidra Tzodik HaLazichlin Sherobo HaLanitvin has reference to the extended area of flow. Mashenk in the original area of flow, so even Robu Neitvim ala Zeichon is kosher. The Mishne of Nadal. So his Rai is, how can you say that the Heid Reb Tzodik ala Zeichon, She Robu ala Neitvim, applies to the original area of flow? So even in the original area of flow, only if the Zeichlin are more, then it's kosher. But if the Neitvin are more, so then it's possible in the original area of flow. So my gosh, the auto tipa achas. I mean, if without the Eidus by Reb Tzodik, could anyone say for a moment that if somebody will spill a glass of water into a mayon, so it will become possible, it will not be mitayah b'zeichlin. So then all the mayones in the world would become disqualified from being used for tefillah. So how would a tzeirei zav be able to be tefillah? Maybe somebody at one time spilled a mute of water, a glass of water, into the mayon. And says, so it's a raya that when Reb Tzodik says, hey, Reb Tzodik HaLazichlin Sherobo HaLanitvin Sheim Kshirin, but without his testimony, I would say it's possible. So I would say, Rabbanan, a zav and mitzire cannot be tevil in the extended area flow of the mind, only in the original flow, in the original area flow. You see, but the Rash is really kandaran. And the Rash said, Rashi is, that as far as the extended area of flow is concerned, so even if no water was added, but just through digging, it was extended. So it doesn't have anything of iron. So Mele, he is mucha to say that the Hebrew Tzodik HaLazichlin, Sherobo HaLanitvin, has reference to the original area of flow. The original area of flow. Because the extended area of flow, so even if the Zeichlin is Rabbah, And even if there is, and even if there is no meeting, but it starts to flow through digging, so it doesn't have a din of Maya. Because Maya means that water flows there, the Shamaya, without human intervention. Some Mele, some Maiko Mashkun, different area flow, of course. If a minute of Nishomi is dumped into the Mayan does not become possible. So that's why he has that kasha. He couldn't give the tariff that the Ram gives, because the Rash is chilek on the Ram. Some the Rash gives another tariff. The Dechid is by Rav Tzadik is. Of course, before the testimony by Rav Tzadik, everybody knew, all the Chacham knew, that just because you dump a glass of water into the Mayon does not become, does not cease to become a Mayon. But without the testimony of Tzadik, I would say as follows. Let's say, suppose a certain man who is very bulky, he's heavy and tall and so on, and in order to cover his goofing water, you have to have, you have to have a hundred so of water, a hundred so of water. So, otherwise, it will not be chasiguf. And then that mayon had 80 so of water. Then the person, he wanted to make it feeling there. So, there wasn't enough water to cover his body, which requires 100 saw, so he dumped 20 solid shaman into the mayon. Now there is enough water left in the mayon to cover his whole body. So he dropped so that he can retain it. That's a thing. Alright. Kalima bischile, hoy gnitim wort in slash mir auf mokish in kitu des ich und an kinetim maschine kinet maschine lent du tem och mal pas auf schite din ki so ko anois auf mandama kitu mach ah now it's already for the one I'm sorry I was sure I'd finish it today. Okay now for next week you should, and that's not much. I mean, go over the whole Perek Vov with the Rav Bavno, just with the Rav Bavno. That's it. Whole Perek Vov.
Mishnayis Mikvos, Shir Chof Gimel, Bad Rosh Hashiva, Beis, Iyar Hitav Shem Mem Hei, April 23rd, 1985, on Tuesday.
Mishnei, Leitim Shoson Zeichel, Seine Hatu Make, Atu Kone, Atu Zobi Zobe, Yeri Viteve, Vibre Rabbiude, Rabbi Seine Kodomoshim Kabul Tume Maschem. Now what's the Pshat Leitim Shoson Zeichel? So the Rash says, Kiyinikne Shetorat al Svose, Umeimo Vietzin Vizeichalim. Well, this is the most common problem today in the Kvoyis. Schile. 99% of the Shiras in the Kvoyis have to do with Schile. To do with Schile. So, now, what does it mean Schile? Mikve is not Mikaya Bezeichu. So the question is this. What does Zeichu mean? So, there is one Shike. That Zeichel means when the water in total azeich, which is typical of many mayim, you know, water from the spring, so it flows with a great swiftness. But if you just have the naked in the cave cell, hamikveh, and it starts leaking out, even if it is chilin keres. So it's not that the water in their totality, al-zeche, they flow with an apparent swiftness. He just moves out. He just moves out. So that's not Zeche. That's not Zeche. And the Tashbat says so in so many words. And the Sidor Eshke in Moshe says so. And the Rosh in Luchas Nikvois also says so. And in all probability, the Rosh means it here too, in the field, but it's not so explicit. But then there is another sheet that anything is there, as long as the water moves, so then it's considered there. So even though it doesn't move because of the quality of the inhering in the water, that it moves with it, it flows, you know, with an exceeding swiftness, but it moves, it leaks out because there is a hole. So it's also there. It's also there. So this is the sheet of the Rash. Nikve ki nikve sheparas al sfosim u'meimog yeitzim v'zeichot. In other words, you have a case cell, you have a mikve, and you have, let's say, a mechitze, a case cell in the mikve, and then there is a hole in the mikve. So, on account of that, so water starts leaking out, so it's considered there. Now, there are two sheets. I mean, it's two sheets in the Rash, the Rosh itself mentions. Now, assuming that Zekhil doesn't mean only when the water is in total, low with an apparent sweetness, but Zekhil means as long as the water goes, even if it goes because of a hole in the wall, it's also there. So there are two sheets. One sheet is that no matter where the hole in the wall is, whether the hole in the wall is very low at the bottom of the mechitza of the mikveh, or the hole is very high in the wall, so it's still there. It's still there. Even now, you can ask a question. Bishleimei, when the hole is very low in the kesel hamikveh, we understand? Because once it will leak out, so men's soul will not be left. But in the case where the hole is high, let's say it's 50 feet above the ground in the wall, so even when everything will leak out, there will still remain men's soul and more than men's soul before the hole. So why should it be possible then? So there is one washing in Rosh that in that case Schiller is not possible. Schiller is not possible. Then there is another washing in the Rosh, the first washing in the Rosh, that Schiller passes in the mikveh even if the hole is very high in the wall, so that Memsol will remain after all the water will leak out to the hole. Oh, but it's too short in the Rash. Neitri shoso zikun. Ki mikveh shetorat hos hosem. Umeim of yeitim vizekun. Semech afu makel afu kone oizov oizove. Semchim viyadu viregel viseitmin mikein gitzia samayim ואינדין מוקמחות, ונאסין אשברן, וירד התומי ותיבר. וירד התומי ותיבר. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so if you have a hole in the wall of the head, so the mikveh is possible. Unless you block the hole, so it will not be zeichel anymore. So you can block it even with something that is mekabel. Even with something that is mekabel. So, seneich Atu Mate, Atu Kone, Atu Zovi Zovi. In other words, according to the Rash, it means a Zovi Zovi can take a cave, a step, and block it. But there is a loche that Dobo, that is in Kabul Pune, cannot be used as a medium of transmission of mind to the mikveh. So either a Jude is chalik, that we share. Either a Jude is chalik, and the Jude is chalik, and the whole thing that it has to be, the water has to be transmitted to a medium that is not the Kabul Pune. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it can be transmitted to a medium that is in Kabbalah. In other words, that you can construct, let's say, a metal pipe, now should it be mattress on the Kabbalah, and to enable the water that rains down, you know, to go through, to be channeled through the metal pipe directly to the medium. But a metal pipe is in Kabbalah to me. Because Rabbi Yisrael can hold in of Dobo Shehabi Yosei Audita Yisrael. Or Rabbi Yude is not Yisrael. But Rabbi Yude holds this here as a Kosovo. Ah, Bele Mikhe, Mayer, Toye. So implies only that something that's the Kabbalah Tumah cannot be used as a medium of transmission. But here, when he takes, when Zov or Zov take a cave and they block, let's say, the cave, and they block it against the hole, so the Dovram Kabbalah Tumah is not a medium of transmission. It's the Dovram Kabbalah Tumah is the Minea de Schiller, but it's not the transmitter. If the Dovram Kabbalah Tumah is the medium of transmission, then the Jude might be masking that it's no good. But where it was transmitted through Dovo, that is not the Kabbalah Tumah. But the Dovram Kabbalah Tumah is used as the Minea that blocks the spirit, then he doesn't come with the Zerus HaKosu of Abu Yosef HaLitare. Well, as Rabbi Yisi says, the Zerus HaKosu of Abu Yosef HaLitare does not only imply that the medium of the transmitter should not be the Ram Karotune, that even the Menea of the spirit should not be the Ram Karotune. So that two machines. Nate is a Zechel, can be Bishop for us, false for say, the name of Hate is a Holy. He say, Neir, a few, Makel, and Connell, and Zobe, Zobe, same from the Abbey the Regal, the Satan, the Kinitia Samai, the Indian of Mecho, the Nassim, and Zvilen, the Redatomi, the Taylor. The Taylor. And according to the Raspsha, so the Dovram Kabbalah Tumah is not the Makel in the Connell. The Dovram Kabbalah Tumah is dissolving the Zove, but the Makom the Kone is not the Dovram Kabbalah Tumah, even though Shuti creates certain types of Shuti creates, if it's Misham Shodom and Misham Shkele, so then it is the Kabbalah Tumah, but it's only the Kabbalah Tumah of Ravon. So according to the Rash, and then the Sheni, so when is it possible if the medium of transmission is something that is the Kabbalah Tumah with the rice, but if the medium of transmission is something that is the Kabbalah Tumah with the Rabbanon, it's not possible. If, however, we say there is another Pshat, there's the Pshat by the Rambam. The Neitim Shosam Zeichu is saying that Hatu Makila, Hatu Kone, Hatu Zobi Zobi Yira, the Tehu, Yira, 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 called Doshim Kabbalah Tumah Stone Day. So the Doshim Kabbalah Tumah is not a Zabin Zabin, according to the Ramah Pshat. But the Makila, the Kone, Wenn der Makula kommt und zügig lädt, wird zügig lädt, sie ist ein Schiff, ich habe ihm entgegen, ist ein Kavitum in der Rabbonon. So, kol die Titel Rabbonon gegen die Reise Titel. So, just the same thing, das ist ein Kavitum in der Reise, ist possible for the transmission of Tume, I'm sorry, for the transmission of the Maya, mit der Reise, so something in the Kavitum in der Rabbonon, is possible for the transmission of the Maya and the Rabbonon. And how, so what is the pshat in Mishneh, according to the Rambam, after the Zoveh, Zoveh, Yerav, Deveil, doesn't mean that the Zoveh and the Zoveh hold up the cave. But the cave is placed by Rintoya, and then he leaves the cave, and when the water he stopped, so then he doesn't hold on to it. But the cave itself is become to the Rabbah. So it's possible according to this. The cave itself is possible. So but Rabbi says it's not possible. So Rabbi says if it was blocked by Cain that is in Kabutum in Abron, so Akinu Zobe can be Tevel in that Mikveh, I mean that, and that has reference to a mild economy. In other words, I just mentioned the Rabbi Pshat because there are two Pshatim. One Pshat is that the Dovram Kabutum is the Zobe themselves, and one Pshat is the Doram Kabutume is the matter and the kone. So physically it's the Kabutume the Rabbon. But then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kosher. So much that even Izobe and Izobe can be taken in that Mayo Mikhe, in that land. Yes.
According to Rosh, so how would he explain Afilo Makro Afilo Kana that the Zob and Zobe used it?
The Zobe use it. But not the Makar and the Kone is the Abiyose only to me. It's the Zobe that is well, in other words, the Mishnah, according to the Raj, the Mishnah's reference to the case, where without the person holding on to the Kone against the hole, then it will not work, you see. It will not stick, you see. According to the Rambam, so it means he put up the corner and he blocked it, and then he took away his hand from it. Because it sticks, you know. There was something that attaches it. Let's say there was a nail, so he put, you know, the markers into the nail or into the screw, he screwed it in, I mean, whatever. So the Zobe and the Zobe are not the blockers. According to the Rash, the Zob and the Zobe are the blockers, are the main neaster. Alright, yes.
So according to the Rambam, so if the Zob and Zobe would be doing it, when Rambam's shot would be reacting the water along.
Certainly.
Would be possible then.
According to the Rash.
Even according to Rabbi Yehuda?
What? No. Rabbi Yehuda is chilek and over. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be possible in the rice. The Chikonta Rambam, so it is something that is Mikabot Tume, cannot be used as a transmitter of mind. Right. Same thing with the Makra, because of the same thing with the regular, the same thing with the Samai, the name of Mechot, the Nasim, the Beiren, the Hiri, the Tome, the Tebe, Kodobo, the Mikabot Tume, the Toy, the Mikabot Tume, the Masrunde, Kilima remind the king's horse. The time of the Yasi, Kim's name is a score. Not so very ragni of the Holy Rockies, Kishiabu mind of Hockies, soon, the Dover of Kapitunet pays it. Before a time of the chain is rocking, the Macron remind the toy of Yosa of the Tarate. So, but the first version is, and this real candidate, Miri Tochin is the second version. That people that you did the polygocher, made awesome, gocher amitri also mission. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is also made that that Dovram Kabotume cannot be used as a medium of transmission of mind. But here, the mind was transmitted into the mikveh through a medium that is soya, that is not the Kabotume. But now he is using Dovram Kabotume to block the Shrazam. So that is about. And the Vaisya holds that not only is there a kosur of mikveh mayim yetoya implied, that the transmitter of the mayim should not be in kabotume, but even the neya, the schiras mayim, should not be dovar amikabotume. So there are two issues. Alright. Alright. Now, gal shen yislash. We learned it in the past, but let's go over again. Gal shen yislash uboy avoy himself. Vinofal al odom bala kelim is there. Is there. Gal shen yislash is a bait of chumus and bait of vie. Maislo, the rate of dank in kam de chum uboy chavone. Because after all, it was an unexpected thing. So it wasn't in the habit. We make it as the Gemara says, no, you cannot mention it, right? Even though we do pass from the Holy Way Kamar. But it's no riot from this issue, because we can apply for the Kali through a Yeshiva from Mitzah, where he anticipates that the wave will break off. So he was in the habit. Any Sayyid Sori Shaka, you come ask him, he does, you know, so what kind of a Kali is it? He does, you know, to have us or show me, he does, you know, to keep it. Kifi means the canopy that is bavya, and there cannot be any tefillah bavya. Kailin, kolmokim sheyesh v'yabba yinso. Now, we mentioned it several times already in the shiurim. You see, the question is, since Gaushan Islash is also a right, so why does it say Ubeya Bunso? Why does it say Ubeya Bunso? Why does it say Ubeya Bunso? So, the Shein mentioned in the name of Rabbi Tam, that Rabbi Tam said that from this Mishi, he said, Aye. The Tfilah Sodom, even the Mayim require themselves. And that's why the Mishnah says, Ubei Avoyim So, because it says to Nofal Odom. If the Mishnah had said just Nofal Akeim, then the Mishnah wouldn't say Ubei Avoyim So. The Mishnah says to Nofal Odom, Ubei Akeim. So Tfilah Sodom and the Mayim require themselves. However, the Rambam could not agree, but the Rambam Shiki is that Mayim does not require men so even for philosophy. And still he mentions the Mishneh of Ubi Aboyim So, of course he mentions Mishneh and of Ramalakel. So the Shastas, so the best explanation is the one given by the Shach, the Shach says that there is a difference between a mayim that is still mechuba to the source, may mayim that is still mechuba to the source, or